Hollywood superstar Hugh Jackman turned up unannounced at Auckland University of Technology in Manukau this morning, surprising students whose viral video caught his attention last year. The Australian-born star was launching his New Zealand tour, honouring a promise to visit the country to meet the students who found a way to his heart. Last year, the 400-strong Oceania Voices Choir performed This Is Me from Jackman's film The Greatest Showman, and it amassed more than 1.4 million views online. Jackman said he was wowed by the video, and after watching it 10 times, he decided to come and meet them. So this morning, he took the stage with his co-star actress, Keila Settle, who has a Māori mother and a Hawaiian father. Our reporter, Alex Perite, and camera operators Nick Monroe and Dan Cook were there.
Singing the Grammy Award-winning song This Is Me from The Greatest Showman, these students at AUT's southern campus in Manukau feel right at home. Home among the stars, that is. That's Keila Settle singing with them. Legit star power right there. But who's this waiting in the wings? The Greatest Showman himself. It all goes back to this viral video the students posted singing the same song last year. It reached Hugh Jackman and hit him hard.
I chose to come here because I saw a 3-minute, 42-second video, which I've now watched probably 10 times, and it just was like a bullet to my heart.
When they woke up this morning, never in their wildest dreams did they expect to be doing this.
I think of what the world could be, a vision of the one I see, a million dreams is all it's gonna take.
Singing A Million Dreams with Hugh Jackman on their university campus in the same room. The Hollywood heavyweight chose this stage for his first ever performance in New Zealand. And while the public has to wait until early September to see him live on tour, these students got to access all areas. The man has played a magician, a superhero, a prisoner. But the haka and the performance brought out the romantic, with Keila Settle, who plays the bearded woman Letty Lutz in The Greatest Showman, reduced to tears.
It's an incredibly emotional day. You're right, we've all travelled long journeys to get here. I've been to many, many places. Today is one of the most profound that I will never forget.
Representing the fastest growing population in the country, these students are from the many low decile schools dotted around South Auckland, from families struggling to shine against a backdrop of high youth suicide rates and low incomes. Nathan Ashen says young Pasifika students are set to make a big impression on the country as the years go by, and the AUT program is helping them to find their place and find their voice.
We're pretty much the majority of Auckland, and Auckland is the majority of New Zealand, so we're the majority of the majority. Our success resonates through the whole country.
Rose Samuel says she wants to take what she's learned here to serve her own people as a police officer.
I would like to graduate and become a police officer, but that's just my passion of changing the stereotypes. I want to be able to help the community, inspire them, motivate them to, succeed in life. Especially in our community.
And Charm Lavea says, well, Hugh is just charming.
I think there was so much pressure, but at the same time, Hugh was reminding us that it was our own song to sing, like we sing it on as our own. And as we sang it, I think there was a great pride in singing it, like more meaning to it.
He's rehearsed and performed the song so many times, but the celebrity says never like this.
I walked in here this morning at about 8:45. The guys were singing, warming up, and I just started to cry. You can't fake heart. You can't fake it. I have learnt stuff being here today. It is my privilege being here today. To sing with those kids is our privilege.
Composer Tuilangi Ingelese Ete flew from Fiji last night to conduct the choir. He arranged the musical scores for Moana, and his own production is set to hit Broadway and Hollywood. But he often works with this choir and wasn't going to miss their surprise when the Wolverine appeared.
They were just blown away, blown away. You know, they were just like, you know, oh my gosh, you know, we're singing with a superstar here. So, you know, stargazing and, you know, a bit starstruck as well. So they really brought it. But, you know, Hughes was great. He was hugging every single person in the choir. So I think that relationship he created right in the beginning lifted that energy to another level.
He says the students have plenty of talent, and the UniPrep and Oceania Leadership Network have given them a massive step up.
It's partially, you know, a lot of these students have come through struggles as well. And I think that the fact that they united together, the songs they're singing, it's a powerful meaning behind it. I think they've been connected to that. But I think with Hugh, for him, it's about relationships, about creating authentic relationships, and you can see that straight away. So he really brought out that true energy that was really inside them, and just, hey, he just fired right back.
Moved by the energy of the singers, the Greatest Showman was happy to let his guard down when asked about whether the Greatest Showman 2 was in the works.
I heard yesterday rumours of a pitch in Hollywood, and now it's in production.
So did
that. I was so quick.
I was like, hey!
Alex, I just want to be very clear. I'm not one of those actors that are into sequels at all. I mean, yes, I did 9 Wolverine movies, but apart from that, no.
Would you return to do a Wolverine with Ryan Reynolds' Deadpool if they paid you twice your asking price?
I know that question came from Ryan, right? No. Ryan, wherever you are, stop. It's enough. I'm not motivated by money, and I'm certainly not motivated by working with you. Okay, so stop.
The Boy from Oz will kick off his Australian tour in August and head back to Aotearoa in September for 2 shows in Auckland. For Checkpoints, Alex Perrottet.
And if you're listening, you should go back and watch that piece by Alex Perrottet, Nick Munro and Dan Cook. At the very least, it will make you smile, might even make you cry.